So greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour. Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabel, Missouri. Law Hour is an educational service of public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour, an editorial review, is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and editorial review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on aspartame and sugar when we come back. You know, once in a while we get a glimpse of the real world through the eyes of an insider like John Swinton, for instance. Swinton was the guest of honor at a banquet given to him by leaders of his craft. Someone who knew neither the press nor John Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. Swinton outraged his colleagues by replying that there's no such thing at this date of world's history in America as an independent press. You know it, and I know it, he said. There's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I'm paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper that I'm connected with, and others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be put out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of journalists is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting of an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We're the jumping jacks, and they pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. Now, these rich men behind the scenes are the movers and shakers of the Global 2000 program and the New World Order. They're the men and families like the Windsors, the Rockefellers, Bushes, Bundys, Carnegies, and Vanderbilts. That's why I contend that we ought to wise up and start listening more to the God of Abraham and stop following after all these crazy scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians, and let's prepare to live through and survive this New World Order and Global 2000 insanity. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Global 2000, Bible Prophecy, and this New World Order program, why don't you call and order my four-hour compact disc package. Remember, it's educational, it's entertaining, it's informative. Best of all, it's free of charge. You can call right now to order yours. The number, 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to the website georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email machine and send an email request. Do it right now before you forget. Remember, area code 417-273-4967, or just go to the website and send an email, georgegordon.org. Aspartame. You ever heard that term? Well, aspartame is an artificial sweetener. It's in all kinds of foods and especially soft drinks, diet soft drinks, and all kinds of products that you buy in the supermarket contain this thing called aspartame. It comes in various forms. It could be in something called saccharin, cyclamate, stevia, sucralose, Splenda, sugar, aspartame, Equal, NutraSweet, Equal Measure, Spoonful, Canderel, E951. These are names that are applied to artificial sweeteners. And one of the chief artificial sweeteners, known as aspartame, was approved for use in Americans' diet back in 1981. Well, Dr. James Tabor, he's a PhD now, he's not a medical doctor. We'll see some citations from other scientists and researchers and medical doctors, but James Tabor, PhD, said, I've spent several days lecturing at the World Environmental Conference on aspartame, which is marketed as NutraSweet, Equal, and Spoonful. Aspartame is also used to sweeten soft drinks. In the keynote address by the Environmental Protection Agency, they announced that there was an epidemic of multiple sclerosis and a systemic lupus, and they did not understand what toxin was causing this to be rampant all across the United States. So I explained that I was there to lecture on exactly that subject, and when the temperature of aspartame exceeds 86 degrees, the wood alcohol in the aspartame converts to formaldehyde, and then it mutates into formic acid, which in turn causes metabolic acidosis. Formic acid is the poison found in the sting of fire ants. The methanol toxicity mimics multiple sclerosis. Thus, people were being diagnosed with having MS, or multiple sclerosis, in error. The MS is not a death sentence, but methanol toxicity is. In the case of systemic lupus, we're finding that it has become almost as rampant as MS, especially in Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi drinkers. Also, the methanol toxicity, the victims usually drink 3 to 4 12-ounce cans of these products per day, some even more. In the cases of systemic lupus, which is triggered by aspartame, the victim usually does not know that the aspartame is the culprit. The victim continues its use, aggravating the lupus to such a degree that sometimes it becomes life-threatening. When we get people off of the aspartame, those with systemic lupus usually become asymptomatic. Unfortunately, we cannot reverse this disease. On the other hand, in the case of those diagnosed with MS, when in reality the disease of methanol toxicity is the culprit, most of the symptoms simply disappear. And we've seen many cases where their vision has returned and even their hearing has been returned to normal. This also applies to cases of tinnitus. Now, during a lecture I said, if you are using aspartame, NutraSweet, Equal, or Spoonful, which is used in soft drinks, and if you suffer from fibromyalgia symptoms or spasms, shooting pains, numbness in your legs, cramps, vertigo, dizziness, headaches, tinnitus, joint pain, depression, anxiety attacks, slurred speech, blurred vision, or memory loss, you probably have aspartame disease. People were jumping up during the lecture saying, "I've got this, is it reversible?" It is rampant in America, and some of the speakers at my lecture were even suffering from these very symptoms themselves. In one lecture attended by the ambassador of Uganda, he told us that their sugar industry leader's son could no longer walk, due in part by product usage. We have a very similar problem, a very serious problem, in fact. Even a stranger came up to Dr. Espisto, one of my speakers, and myself, and said, "Could you tell me why so many people seem to be coming down with MS?" During a visit to a hospice, a nurse said that 6 of her friends, who were heavy Diet Coke drinkers, had all been diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. This is beyond coincidence. Here is a problem. There were congressional hearings when aspartame was included in 100 different projects. Since this initial hearing, there have been 2 subsequent hearings, but all to no avail. Nothing has ever been done about it. The drug and the chemical lobbies have very deep pockets. Now, there are over 5,000 products on the supermarket shelves containing this chemical, and the patent has expired. At the time of this first hearing, people were going blind. The methanol in the aspartame converts to formaldehyde in the retina of the eye. Formaldehyde is grouped in the same class of drugs as cyanide and arsenic, both deadly poisons. Unfortunately, it just takes longer to quietly kill, but it is killing people, and it is causing all kinds of neurological problems and disease symptoms. Aspartame changes the brain's chemistry, and it's the reason for severe seizures. The drug changes the dopamine level in the brain. Now imagine what this drug does to patients suffering from Parkinson's disease. This drug also causes birth defects, and there is absolutely no reason to take this product. And that's because it is not a diet product. The congressional record said that it makes you crave carbohydrates and it will make you fat. Aspartame not only isn't a diet product, it contributes to obesity. Dr. Robert stated that when he got patients off of aspartame, their average weight loss was 19 pounds per person. The formaldehyde stores in the fat cells, particularly in the hips and thighs. Aspartame is especially deadly for diabetics. All physicians know that wood alcohol is a killer and what it will do to a diabetic. We find that physicians believe that they have patients with retinopathy when in fact it is caused by the aspartame. The aspartame keeps the blood sugar level out of control, causing many patients to go into a coma. Unfortunately, many people as a result thereof have died. People were telling us at the conference of the American College of Physicians, for instance, that they had relatives that switched from saccharin to aspartame products, and how that relatives had eventually gone into a coma. Their physicians could not get the blood sugar levels under control, so the patients suffered acute memory loss and eventually coma and death. Now, memory loss is due to the fact that aspartic acid and Phenylalanine are neurotoxic agents without the other amino acids found in protein. Thus, it goes past the blood-brain barrier, and it deteriorates the neurons of the brain. Dr. Russell Blaylock, a neurosurgeon, said that the ingredients stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage of varying degrees. Dr. Blaylock has written a book entitled Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, published by Health Press. Dr. H.J. Roberts, diabetic specialist and world expert on aspartame poisoning, has also written a book entitled Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease. Dr. Roberts tells how aspartame poisoning is escalating Alzheimer's disease, and indeed it is. As the hospice nurse told me, women are being admitted at 30 years of age with Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Roberts will be writing a position paper with some case histories that will post it and will post it on the internet. Now, according to the Conference of the American College of Physicians, this is about a plague of neurological disease caused by this deadly poison in our food. I assure you that Monsanto, the creator of aspartame, knows just exactly how deadly it is. They fund the American Diabetes Association, the American Diabetes Association, Congress, and the Conference of the American College of Physicians. The New York Times, on November the 15th, 1998, ran an article on how the American Dietetic Association takes money from the food industry to endorse their products. Therefore, they cannot criticize any additives or tell about their link to Monsanto. Now, how bad is this problem? We told a mother who had a child on NutraSweet to get off the product. The child was having grand mal seizures every day. So the mother called her physician, who called the ADA, who told the doctor to take the child off the NutraSweet. And we're still trying to convince the mother that the aspartame is causing the seizures. Now, every time we get somebody off of aspartame, the seizures stop. If the baby dies, you know whose fault it is and what we're up against. Now, there are 92 documented symptoms of aspartame, from coma to death, and the majority of these symptoms are all neurological because the aspartame destroys the nervous system. Dr. Roberts says consuming aspartame at the time of conception can cause birth defects. The phenylalanine concentrates in the placenta, causing mental retardation, according to Dr. L. Elsis, who's a pediatrician professor of genetics at Emory University, and in his testimony before Congress, he testified to that fact. In the original lab tests, animals developed brain tumors. Phenylalanine breaks down into DXP, which is known as a brain tumor agent. When Dr. Espisto was lecturing on aspartame with me, one physician in the audience, who was a neurosurgeon, said, when they remove brain tumors, they have found high levels of aspartame in those tumors. Stevia, a sweet food, not an additive, which helps in the metabolism of sugar, which would be ideal for diabetics, has now been approved as a dietary supplement by the FDA. For years, the FDA has outlawed this sweet food because of their loyalty to Monsanto. If it says sugar-free on the label, you should not even think about buying it. Senator Howard Metzenbaum wrote a bill that would have warned all infants, pregnant mothers, and children of the dangers of aspartame. This bill would have also instituted independent studies on the problems existing in the United States population, such as seizures, changes in brain chemistry, changes in neurological and behavioral symptoms. But it was killed by the powerful drug and chemical lobbies in Congress, letting loose the hounds of disease and death on an unsuspecting public. Now, since the conference of the American College of Physicians, we hope to have the help of some world leaders, and we'd like your help also. Now, an analysis shows that nearly 100% of independent research finds problems with aspartame. An analysis of peer-reviewed medical literature using Medline and other databases was conducted by Ralph G. Walton, MD, chairman of the Center for Behavioral Medicine, a professor of clinical psychiatry, Northeastern Ohio University's College of Medicine, and Dr. Walton analyzed 164 studies which were felt to have relevance to human safety questions. Of those studies, 74 studies had aspartame industry-related sponsorship, and 90 were funded without any industry money. Of the 90 that were sponsored by non-industry-sponsored studies, 83, or 92%, identified one or more problems with aspartame. Of the 7 studies which did not find problems, 6 of those studies were conducted by the Food and Drug Administration. Given that a number of FDA officials went to work for the aspartame industry immediately following approval, including the former FDA commissioner, we should consider these studies to be equivalent to industry-sponsored research. Of the 74 aspartame industry-sponsored studies, all 74, 100%, claimed that there were no problems found with aspartame. This is reminiscent of tobacco industry research, where it is primarily the tobacco research which never finds problems with the product, but nearly all of the independent studies do find problems. The 74 aspartame industry-sponsored studies are those which one invariably sees cited in press review, news, or public relations reports, and reported by organizations funded by Monsanto, Benevia, NutraSweet, IFIC, and ADA. These studies have severe design deficiencies which help to guarantee the desired outcomes. These design deficiencies may not be apparent to the inexperienced or non-scientific community. Healthcare practitioners and scientists should print out all of the documents on Monsanto, NutraSweet, Scientific Abuse webpage, the Scientific Facts webpage, and the Aspartame Toxicity Reaction Report samples. Please refer scientific questions to mgold@holisticmed.com. Now, aspartame is not a natural substance. Aspartame is not a diet-enhancing product. Aspartame is not safe for anyone. Aspartame is not a food additive. Aspartame is an unregulated and unsafe drug. It was originally slated to be a peptic ulcer drug. Aspartame in liquids turns to formaldehyde. Aspartame is even worse for diabetics. Aspartame poisoning is cumulative, that is, it adds up. Aspartame byproducts get stored in your fat. Aspartame has 92 official side effects. The worst side effect to the consumption of aspartame is death. Aspartame mimics a wide range of problems. Aspartame side effects are usually misdiagnosed by 21 doctors in my case. Aspartame is unfit for human consumption, and aspartame's approval by the FDA is a shameless tragedy. Aspartame's approval for use in everything is even worse. Now, who are the culprits? Well, the culprits are the Food and Drug Administration, Searle, Monsanto, NutraSweet, and other multinational corporations that are engaged in the aspartame industry. The only cure is total exclusion from your diet, and total recovery may not be possible. Aspartame poisoning may kill you. Only an irate and active public can rid the world of this poison. Now, equal NutraSweet, equal measure, spoonful, and Canderel E951. Let's take a look at a report published by www.doorway.com. Again, that's www.doorway, spelled D-O-R-W-A-Y, .com. Aspartame was not approved until 1981 in dry foods. For over eight years, the FDA refused to approve it because of the seizures and brain tumors that this drug produced in laboratory experiments. The FDA continued to refuse to approve it until President Reagan took office in 1981. Reagan, a friend of Searle Pharmaceuticals, and then fired the FDA commissioner who would not approve it. Dr. Arthur Hull Hayes was appointed as commissioner in his place. Even then, there was so much opposition to approval that a board of inquiry was set up, and the board said, do not approve aspartame. Dr. Hayes overruled his own board of inquiry and approved the drug. Shortly after Commissioner Arthur Hull Hayes Jr. approved the use of aspartame in carbonated beverages, he left for a position with G.D. Searle's public relations firm. Monsanto is the owner of the Searle Pharmaceutical Company today. Remember, Monsanto are those good folks who brought you genetically modified organisms. Long-term damage, it appears, to cause slow, silent damage in those that are unfortunate enough to not have immediate reactions and a reason to avoid it. It may take 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, or more, but it seems to cause some reversible and some irreversible changes in health over long-term use. Methanol, which is also known as wood alcohol poison, is 10% of the ingredients of aspartame. Methanol wood alcohol is a deadly poison. People may recall that methanol was the poison that has caused some Skid Row alcoholics to end up blind or dead. Methanol is gradually released in the small intestine when the methyl group of aspartame encountered the enzyme chymotrypsin. The absorption of methanol into your body is sped up considerably when free methanol is ingested. Free methanol is created from aspartame when it is heated above 86 degrees Fahrenheit, 30 degrees centigrade. This would occur when aspartame containing product is improperly stored or when it is heated, for example, as a part of a food product, such as Jell-O. Methanol breaks down into formic acid and formaldehyde in your body. Now, formaldehyde is a deadly neurotoxin. An Environmental Protection Agency assessment of methanol states that methanol is considered a cumulative poison due to the low rate of excretion once it is absorbed. In your body, methanol is oxidized to formaldehyde and formic acid. Both of these metabolites are toxic. The recommended limit of consumption of 7.8 milligrams a day. A 1 liter, that's approximately 1 quart, containing aspartame sweetened beverage contains about 56 milligrams of methanol, or about 8 times the recommended maximum daily allowance. Heavy users of aspartame containing products consume as much as 250 milligrams of methanol daily, or about 32 times the estimated EPA limit. The most well-known problems from methanol poisoning are vision problems. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen causing retinal damage. It interferes with DNA replication. It causes birth defects and cancer. Due to the lack of a couple of key enzymes, humans are many times more sensitive to the toxic effects of methanol than are animals. Therefore, tests of aspartame or methanol on animals do not accurately reflect the danger for humans. As pointed out by Dr. Woodrow C. Monte, who is the director of the Food Science and Nutrition Laboratory at Arizona State University, there are no human or mammalian studies to evaluate the possible mutagenic, teratogenic, or carcinogenic effects of chronic administration of methyl alcohol. Well, hang on, boys and girls. We have to give you a reminder, and we'll be back with more on aspartame and sugar when we come back. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law School and The Law Hour, please go to our website. Remember, georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact desk. For more information, please go to our homeschooling page on our website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has our radio log schedule and archives and can be accessed through our webpage. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. The Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events 7 days a week. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call the Law School at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. The Law Hour, an editorial review, gives credit to those authors and publications that we use on this program and often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. These endorsements or recommendations that we give out do not mean that those authors or publications that we endorse are going to recommend or endorse the Law Hour and editorial review or reciprocate. And that's because most of these authors and publications that we cite on the Law Hour are political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint is not necessarily endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review either. Now, the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone. They do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of our advertisers, sponsors, management, or staff of this network or local radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or you can call the Law School direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we are reviewing aspartame this week. Aspartame has a number of names. It's an industry. It's a chemical concoction that was developed by Monsanto's Searle Pharmaceutical Labs, and it was approved for human consumption in the United States in 1981. It includes a group of synthetic chemicals such as saccharin, cyclamates, stevia, sucralose, Splenda, sugar, aspartame, equal, NutraSweet, equal measure, spoonful, and Canderol E951. There's a product out there called Jolt. You might want to note that down, Jolt. It's a soft drink which advertises double the sugar and double the caffeine. So if you can't get enough sugar and caffeine, why don't you try Jolt? Now, it's been pointed out that the fruit juices and alcoholic beverages contain small amounts of methanol. It's important to remember that the methanol in natural products never appears alone. In every case, ethanol is present, usually in much higher amounts. Ethanol is an antidote for methanol toxicity in humans. The troops of Desert Storm back in the first Iraq War were treated to very large amounts of aspartame sweetened beverages, which had been heated to over 86 degrees Fahrenheit in the Saudi Arabian desert sun. Many of these people returned home with numerous disorders similar to what has been seen in persons who have been chemically poisoned by formaldehyde. The free methanol in the beverages may have been a contributing factor to these illnesses. Other breakdown products of aspartame, such as DKP, may also have been a factor. In a 1993 act that can only be described as unconscionable, the Food and Drug Administration approved aspartame as an ingredient in numerous food products that would always be heated to above 86 degrees Fahrenheit, 30 degrees centigrade. Even worse, on June 27, 1996, without any public notice, the Food and Drug Administration removed all restrictions from aspartame, allowing it to be used in everything, including all heated and baked goods. The truth about aspartame's toxicity is far different than what the NutraSweet company would have you readers believe. In February of 1994, the United States Department of Health and Human Services released the listing of adverse reactions reported to the Food and Drug Administration in 1994. Aspartame accounted for more than 75% of all adverse reactions reported to the Food and Drug Administration's adverse reaction monitoring system. By the Food and Drug Administration's own admissions, fewer than 1% of those who have problems with something they consume ever report it to the FDA. This then balloons the almost 10,000 complaints they once had to around 1 million. However, the Food and Drug Administration has a record-keeping problem. They never did respond to the certified letter from the webmaster of this site, a major victim. And they tend to discourage or even misdirect complaints, at least insofar as it relates to aspartame. Now, the fact remains, though, that most victims do not have a clue that aspartame may be the cause of their problems. Many reactions to aspartame were very, very serious, including seizures and death. Now, here are the symptoms or the reactions that come from the ingestion of aspartame or its many related products. Doorway documents now linked to symptom. The symptoms are abdominal pain, anxiety attacks, arthritis, asthma, asthmatic reactions, bloating, edema, fluid retention, blood sugar control problems, hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia, brain cancer, breathing difficulties, burning eyes, burning throat, burning urination, can't think straight, chest pains, chronic cough, chronic fatigue, confusion, death, depression, diarrhea, dizziness, excessive thirst, excessive hunger, fatigue, feeling of being unreal, flushing of the face, hair loss, baldness, hair thinning, headaches, migraines, dizziness, hearing loss, heart palpitations, hives, hypertension, high blood pressure, impotency, sexual problems, inability to concentrate, infection susceptibility, insomnia, irritability, itching, joint pains, laryngitis, like thinking in a fog, marked personality changes, memory loss, menstrual problems or changes, migraines and severe headaches trigger a cause from chronic intake, muscle spasms, nausea, vomiting, numbness or tingling of extremities, other allergic-like reactions, panic attacks, phobias, poor memory, rapid heartbeat, rashes, seizures and convulsions, slurring of speech, swallowing pain, trachycardia, tremors, tinnitus, vertigo, vision loss, weight gain. And aspartame disease mimics symptoms or worsens the following diseases, such as fibromyalgia, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, lupus, multiple chemical sensitivities, diabetes and diabetic complications, epilepsy, Alzheimer's disease, birth defects, chronic fatigue syndrome, lymphoma, Lyme disease, attention deficit disorder, panic disorder, and depression and other psychological disorders, a total of 92 symptoms that are produced by the use of aspartame or its related products. Here's how it happens. Methanol from aspartame is released in the small intestine when the methyl group of aspartame encounters the enzyme cimotriptan. Free methanol begins to form in liquid aspartame-containing products at temperatures above 86 degrees Fahrenheit. This also occurs within the human body. The methanol is then converted to formaldehyde. The formaldehyde converts to formic acid, which is the active ingredient in the stinging of ant poison or red ant poison. Toxic formic acid is used as an activator to strip epoxy and urethane coatings. So imagine what it does to your body tissues. Phenylalanine and aspartic acid, 90% of aspartame, are amino acids normally used in the synthesis of protoplasm when supplied by the foods that we eat. But when it is unaccompanied by other amino acids that we use, and there are 20 of these amino acids, they become neurotoxic. That is why a warning for phenylketonurics is found on Equal and other aspartame products. Phenylketonurics are 2% of the population with extreme sensibility to this chemical unless it's present in food. It gets you to causing brain disorders and birth defects. Finally, the phenylalanine breaks down into DKP, a brain tumor agent. In other words, aspartame converts to dangerous byproducts that have no natural countermeasures. A dieter's empty stomach accelerates these conversions. It amplifies the damage. Components of aspartame go straight to your brain. Damage that causes headaches, mental confusion, seizures, and faulty balance. Laboratory rats and other test animals died of brain tumors. Despite the claims of Monsanto and their bedfellows, methanol from alcohol and juices does not get converted to formaldehyde to any significant extent. There is very strong evidence to confirm this fact for alcoholic beverages and fairly strong evidence for juices. Formaldehyde obtained from methanol is very toxic in very small doses as seen by recent research. Aspartame causes chronic toxicity, reactions and damage due to the methanol to formaldehyde and other breakdown products despite what is claimed otherwise by the very short industry-funded experiments using a test substance that is chemically different and absorbed differently than what is available to the general public. Strangely enough, almost all independent studies show that aspartame causes health problems. And a common ploy from Monsanto is to claim that aspartame is safe, yet a few select people may have allergic reactions to it. And this is typical Monsanto nonsense, and doublespeak, of course. Their own research shows that it does not cause allergic reactions. It is their way of trying to minimize and then hide the huge numbers of toxicity reactions and damage that people are experiencing from the long-term use of aspartame. In summary, given the following points, it is definitely premature for researchers to discount the role of methanol in aspartame and its consequences and side effects. The amount of methanol ingested from aspartame is unprecedented in human history. Methanol from fruit juice ingestion does not even approach the quantity of methanol ingested from aspartame, especially in persons who ingest 1 to 3 liters or more of diet beverages every day. And unlike methanol from aspartame, methanol from natural products is probably not absorbed or converted to its toxic metabolites in significant amounts, as discussed earlier. Lack of laboratory detectable changes in plasma, formic acid, and formaldehyde levels do not preclude damage being caused by these toxic metabolites. Laboratory detectable changes in formate levels are often not found in short-term exposures to methanol. Aspartame-containing products often provide little or no nutrients, which may protect against chronic methanol poisoning, and are often consumed in between meals. Persons who ingest aspartame-containing products are often dieting and are more likely to have nutritional deficiencies than persons who take the time to make fresh juices. Persons with certain health conditions or on certain drugs may be much more susceptible to chronic methanol poisoning. Chronic diseases and side effects from slow poisons often build silently over a long period of time. Many chronic diseases which seem to appear suddenly have actually been building in our bodies for many, many years. An increasing body of research is now showing that many people are highly sensitive to low doses of formaldehyde in the environment. Environmental exposure to formaldehyde and ingestion of methanol, which converts to formaldehyde from aspartame, likely has a cumulative and very deleterious effect. Formaldehyde is also found in many building materials products. Formic acid has been shown to slowly accumulate in various parts of the body. Formic acid has been shown to inhibit oxygen metabolism. And there are very large and growing numbers of persons who are experiencing chronic health problems similar to the side effects of chronic methanol poisoning, especially when ingesting aspartame-containing products for any significant period of time. This includes many cases of eye damage similar to the type of eye damage seen in methanol poisoning cases among acute alcoholics. Toxicity effects of aspartame use selection of health effects from short-term and or long-term use. And we should note that it often takes at least 60 days without any aspartame, NutraSweet, or to see a significant improvement. Check all of the labels very carefully, including vitamins and pharmaceuticals. Look for the word aspartame on the label and then avoid it. Also, it's a good idea to avoid acesulfame-K or SUNET. Finally, avoid getting nutrition information from junk food industry, public relations organizations such as the IFIC, or organizations that accept large sums of money from the junk and chemical food industry such as the American Dietetic Association. These are nothing but paid whores. If you are a user of any product with aspartame and you have physical, visual, or mental problems, take the 60-day no aspartame test. If, after 60 days with no aspartame in your diet, your symptoms are either gone or are much less severe, please get involved to get this neurotoxin off the market. Write a letter to the FDA with a copy to Betty Martini for proof of how the FDA does not keep proper records. Then write your congressman. Return products containing aspartame to the point of purchase. Demand a full refund. Make a big scene if they won't give you a full refund, and tell all of your friends and family, and if they stop using aspartame and also wake up, well, get them involved in the same way. Aspartame is an approved sweetener because of a few greedy and dishonest people who place profits above human life and human health. With the Food and Drug Administration and with our Congress culpable, only an informed and active public will affect its reclassification from a food additive to a toxic drug and then be removed from the human food chain. Well, that article comes from, again, www.doorway.com. That's www.doorway.com. Remember, that article contains all 92 symptoms that you may be suffering from if you are a consumer of aspartame. Keep in mind that aspartame and its many side products, such as Candorel E951 spoonful equal measure NutraSweet equal aspartame, or things like Splenda, Sucralose, Stevia, Cyclamates, or Saccharin. These are all artificial sweeteners. And while they're not all aspartame, those are of the same family of chemical food additives. And they may give you some, if not all, of the symptoms that I cited earlier in the article. Keep in mind also that you may not suffer from all 92 of those symptoms. You may suffer from only 1, 2, 5, or 10 of those symptoms. You may be one of those lucky individuals who does not suffer from those symptoms until death. So tuck it away in your heart. Let your conscience be your guide. Remember, here at the Law or an Editorial Review, we're not here to tell you what to eat or how to control your diet. We're not partisans trying to get you to join in some kind of a group organization or to organize to get some effective political change. This is a program that is designed to inform. Now, we gave you the information, and what you do with it's your business in life. And if you die from aspartame poisoning, we don't care. We're not concerned about your health at all. We're just concerned about the lies and the misrepresentation that comes from the Food and Drug Administration, Monsanto, Searle, and the United States government and its various agencies. We think that you ought to be informed and have both sides of the story. And then once you've gotten both sides of the story, it's up to you to take action. And if you're not smart enough to take action, well, then don't let me get in the way of your happiness and success. Now, next time we'll take a look at the aspartame detox program. There is a solution to aspartame. I've received many letters over the years. I've done these programs from time to time, in which people say, "My God, I didn't know that." And so I tried that aspartame-free program for 60 days, and all my symptoms went away. God, it worked like a shot. So I would say that if it worked for those people, it probably worked for you. And then the next side of the story, or the other side of the story, is if aspartame causes health problems in some people or in many other people, then maybe aspartame is not good for you. So we'll take a look at the aspartame detox program and 12 questions you need to have answered before you eat Splenda. If you drink, chew, swallow, diet anything with aspartame in it, you might want to consider stopping. And then we'll take a look at the story of the deadly deception. And we'll take a look at the blow-by-blow historical events that transpired to bring aspartame to you in the many forms that it now appears in your supermarket. Hey, I'm just about out of time again. Time flies when you're having fun. So keep in mind that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law School and Law Hour, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org. The Law School teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school, and it is open to individuals by prearrangement. The Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. Time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, and good night, friends.